Greetings. Welcome to the lectionary at lunch. I'm Paul Robbie, and I'll take you through the appointed Old Testament lesson for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost, the second last Sunday of the church year. So we are thinking about the eschaton, and then my colleague, Dr. Jeff Gibbs, will take you through the appointed gospel lesson from Luke 21, which is the eschatological discourse of Jesus according to Luke. And our Old Testament lesson for this Sunday is from the great book of Malachi, the Italian prophet, Malachi. And it's the end of Malachi. In English, that's Malachi 4. In Hebrew, it's Malachi 3, verses 19 to 24. Clearly, Malachi 3, verses 19 to 21 is kind of an independent or a distinct paragraph, and that verses 22 to 24 is the kind of epilogue of the whole book. But the six verses do relate to each other, so it's legitimate to treat them together. Malachi, as you recall, was the last of the Hebrew prophets around 450 B.C. So this is after the exiles returned, and they rebuilt the temple. They're living in the Persian period, under the Persian Empire. And as you remember, in 444 B.C., Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. So basically, this is the post-exilic community in Jerusalem, gathered around the temple. The temple is one of the unifying points of the community. And that sustains them now until the coming of the Messiah. But the priests are lackadaisical, that's negligent. That's one of the problems that Malachi addresses. Another problem, though, that Malachi addresses is the malaise of the people. They feel that being faithful to the Lord is in vain. It's a waste of time, right? Because the wicked prosper, and the righteous are stomped on. So what's the point, right? What's the point? Why go on this way? Why not throw in your hat with the wicked and get ahead? There doesn't seem to be any distinction between the wicked and the righteous, right? They all live together. There's never any distinction. As a result, the truth of God is never vindicated. The righteousness of God is never vindicated. It's never seen as, this is the truth, this is right. It's all, it just gets lost. It's like a diamond in a puddle of mud. And the puddle of mud just covers over the diamond, and the beauty of the diamond never gets to be displayed. What's the point of being a faithful teacher of the Word of God and its truth and purity when the heretics get all the glory, the heretics get all the headlines, the heretical groups get all the people? And what's the point, right, of trying to remain Orthodox? It's all in vain. This is the way the people are thinking. In order to think this way, it presupposes that you really care about the truth shining forth. You really care about righteousness being vindicated. That you are, it is not simply all a matter of indifference to you. And Malachi then speaks to this concern. And he says in Malachi 3, verse 18, "And you again," Shuv is often used this way, "again, you will see," ra'ah, and you got to supply distinction, the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, righteous person and wicked person, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve Him. Once again, so Malachi is saying the day will come when there will actually be a distinction, a clear, evident distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who does serve God and one who does not serve God. They are not going to be just mixed together and merged together forever. That day is coming. So in one sense, the judgment distinction between the sheep and the goats is bad for the goats. But in another sense, it's good for the sheep. In other words, there's a distinction, a separation of the two. And now the sheep can wholeheartedly and gladly and unhinderedly serve the Lord without being dragged down by the goats, without having to put up with all of the mud. So the distinction is actually a good hope that there is a distinction. There will be a distinction, and God's ways will be vindicated, and God's truth will be vindicated. So this is hard for us to understand. We live in a culture that emphasizes tolerance and mutual affirmation, but Malachi is trying to inculcate us a love for the truth and a disdain for falsehood and a distinction between righteousness and wickedness. All right. Verse 19. So this day is coming when there will be a clear distinction. Verse 19. For behold, Hayom Ba, the day is coming. Ba is a participle. It's not perfect. It hasn't come yet. It is coming, Malachi announces. Boer, burning like an oven. Ba'ar, that's a participle, to burn. And they will become. And now we have the subject, Kol Zedin, all of the arrogant ones, and everyone, Osei, who does Risha, wickedness, they will become Kash, stubble. So the day is going to burn like a fire, and they're going to become stubble. And the subject is Hayom Haba, the day, the coming one, so the coming day will lihat, that's a PL of lahat, will set ablaze, not to be confused with a Missouri Synod effort, but this is a negative setting ablaze, will set ablaze, Otham, them, will consume them in fire, the arrogant, of course, are the people who blaspheme God. Right? They blaspheme Yahweh, the true God. They're arrogant. They deify themselves. And everyone who does wickedness, who does not walk in the ways of the Lord, they disdain that way. They prefer other ways. The day is coming, and it will set them ablaze. It will burn them up, consume them up. Amar spoke Yahweh of hosts. And now this Asher, every time you see a relative pronoun, you have to ask, what's the antecedent? The antecedent is the day. The day which Lo Yazov will not leave Lahem to them, to the wicked, Shorish, root, and Anaf, branch. So in other words, they're gone. It no longer leaves for them any second generation. Their root is gone. There's no new tree that's going to come. They're separated permanently. And that's what happens on Judgment Day. It's the permanent, eternal separation of the goats from the sheep. Depart from me, he says to the goats. Verse 20, and Zarecha, and that's a feminine verb. She will shine forth. Zarak is often used of the morning sun coming up in the east. And the subject of it is Shemesh. Shemesh is a feminine noun. The sun of righteousness will shine up, will shine forth to you all. And now he tells us who you all are, who are his addressees. Year A, Shemi, you who fear my name. So Yahweh is speaking. So that's the opposite of the wicked. It's not that the righteous have done more good works or all kinds of good works, but they fear God's name. They fear Yahweh's name. They revere Yahweh's name. And the Sun of Righteousness, he's picturing righteousness as a sun disk, like a bird. This is a common iconographic representation of the sun in ancient Near Eastern iconography, is this sun disk. It's the sun with wings. And righteousness, so it's a metaphor, righteousness like this sun is going to shine forth. The Sun of Righteousness. And Marpe, one which heals, so that's a hifil participle of Rapha, causes healing, in her wings. So again, this picturing of the sun as a bird, and in her wings, or with her wings, comes this healing. Healing to the oppressed, to the faithful. And you, those who fear my name, will go forth from Yatzah, and you will, this is from the root push, and apparently it means to leap about because of the following simile. And you will leap about like egg-lay calves of marbek, of a stall. So the calves have been released from the stall, and now they're jumping around, leaping about, playing. And you, yourselves, who feel confined in this prison, will rejoice in this newfound freedom that you have, and you will leap like calves. Verse 21, not only that, and you will, this is from the root ayin samik samik, and it means to trample down, tread down. Asis is the noun that means grapes, recently pressed, or new wine, recently pressed grapes, although asis is fermented. And you will tread down. I had to put that in because a lot of, you know, the prophets talk about the day when the hills will flow with new wine, and sometimes people talk, oh, how wonderful that the hills will flow with grape juice. That's not the picture. That's not the idea. Grape juice would not gladden the heart of an ancient Israelite. They were good. They were good Lutherans. Oh boy, lots of grape juice. Anyway, asas means to trample down, like grapes. And you will trample down, Rushaim, the wicked. So not only does this future day come, but you yourselves are the victors over them. Right now they trample you down, but the day of reversal is coming when you trample them down. I'm reminded of Genesis, how the woman's seed will stomp the head of the serpent, right? And that ultimately we trample down the source of wickedness, Satan himself. You will trample down the wicked, for they will become afer, ash, ashes, under the kafot, the palms, the soles of your feet. So you'll trample them down like ash. They'll be burned up. On the day which I am about to do. Osa is a participle. Very often participle expresses imminent future. I'm about to do this day. So Malachi is encouraging the people, look forward to the coming day of the Lord. If it seems slow, wait for it, Habakkuk. It is coming. And once again, we're reminded of that promise of the Lord. He made it 2,000 years ago, and yet we're still waiting. But we know that the Lord will keep his promise, and he will come again in glory. We say that regularly in our creeds. And so the church always prays, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, come. On the day which I am about to do, spoke Yahweh of hosts. So that's the response to the people who feel they're wasting their time. The day of victory is coming. Wait for it. Verse 22, in the meantime, what do you do? Zikru, remember Torah Moshe, the Torah of Moses, Abdi, my servant. So, attend to the Torah, attend to the revelation that God gave His ancient people through Moses, which, Tzivithi, I commanded him at Horeb over concerning all of Israel. So all of Israel was to follow this Torah. And this Torah consisting of Kukim u'Mishpatim, statutes and judgments. Exodus 21 to 23, often called the Book of the Covenant, consisting of judgments. So in the meantime, this post-exilic community is to attend to the Torah of Moses in a renewed but different and yet fulfilled sort of way. We too attend to the Torah of Moses as interpreted and deepened by Jesus, for instance, on the Sermon on the Mount. And yet, we also constantly flee to Him for forgiveness as well. But what Malachi is saying is he's encouraging his hearers in the meantime, in addition to having these eschatological yearnings, in the meantime, live the faithful life. Remain faithful. Don't get discouraged. Don't think it's a waste of time. So that's what he's talking about. Continue to strive to walk in the ways of the Lord. In other words, this interim time matters. It's not a matter of complete indifference. In addition to remembering the Torah, verse 23, behold, I am sending to you, I being God, I am about to, again that imminent future of the participle, I am about to send to you Elijah, Hanavi the prophet. Well, this is obviously not the first Elijah. That first Elijah, around 850 BC, was 400 years earlier. God's not saying I'm going to send that Elijah back, but I'm going to send a new and greater Elijah, a different Elijah. And we know from the New Testament that this is John the Baptist. So that you rightly go from Malachi to Matthew. And you read about Elijah, the new and greater Elijah. And what is this Elijah going to do? I will send Elijah before the coming of the day of Yahweh. Hagadol Hanora, the great and the to be feared. That's a niphal of Yahweh. The great and to be feared day of Yahweh. Malachi really emphasizes the coming day of Yahweh, the coming day of the Lord. But in preparation for that, God's going to send this Elijah. The name Eliyah means Yahweh is my God. And what is this new and greater Elijah going to do? Obviously, prepare them for the coming day of Yahweh, when Yahweh himself shows up. What is he going to do? Verse 24. And he will, this is a Hifil of Shuv. He will cause to turn Lev Avot, the heart of the fathers, upon the sons, and the heart of the sons upon their fathers. In other words, he's going to reconcile fathers with sons with fathers, their hearts turned back toward each other. So there will be this unity within Israel, lest, Abba, God is speaking, I come, and as a result, I smite the land with terror, with utter destruction. In other words, lest there are no sheep at all, and I smite everybody. So the word smite there is from, it's my favorite root. It's the disappearing root from Nun, Kaf, He. And the Nun disappears, it gets assimilated, and the He is that Yod. And some forms, all you have is just a Yod preformative and a Kaf. I always tell my Hebrew students, and in the infinitive construct, the Kaf disappears. So there's just a blank. And of course, they believe me. And so they ask, you mean there's just a space? Yeah, and then I say, parse that space, and you've got to know that's an infinitive. But Hebrew is weird, but not that weird. Not all of the letters disappear. Yeah, you can't talk if all the letters disappear, right? You got to have some letters in order to make a sound. But anyway, God says, so this is a warning also to the faithful, lest I come and smite the land with utter destruction, including you. Well, the message is actually primarily good news, that when you feel living as a Christian is a waste of time and all in vain, this is a passage that says it's not. The day is coming when the Lord's cause will be vindicated. And your defense of the Lord's cause will be vindicated. So remain faithful until that day when the Lord will come. In the fullness of time, the Lord already has come. He has already reckoned us righteous. And we wait for His coming in glory and this separation of the sheep and the goats. So our first desire is that the goats be converted and be brought to the Lord. But our second desire is that as long as goats remain goats, that the day of separation will come. And that day of separation is actually good for the sheep. Ultimately, the day when we ourselves will trample down Satan himself with our own feet and trample down death. Thank you very much. I now pass it on to my colleague Jeff Gibson.